So yeah, up until 1990, sorry, yeah, July 2003, I was basically doing the two injections a day, and that was Humulin I and Humulin S. Now, what I can't remember is whether very early on I might have had something other than Humulin, but my recollection is that I've always been on the Humulin I and the Humulin S. So the Humulin S was the short-acting insulin, and the Humulin I was the long-acting insulin. And obviously, in the whole time I've been diabetic, new things have been developed. And I was told probably 10 years or more ago about the new regime where you did more injections, but it supposedly gave you more flexibility. And I always avoided that because I just didn't want to do more injections. But then I had an accident in the car, I got to a point where I just realised I needed to be more flexible. So I decided to change to the new regime, and that was in 2003.
We'll go back then to the time in hospital and tell me what they taught you about testing sugar levels.
Okay, I mean, again, when I was in hospital originally, it was very different to how it is now, because most of what I was doing was testing my urine. I honestly can't remember when I was in hospital whether... Well, they obviously tested my blood sugar for me, because I certainly didn't do it to myself. I didn't have any little gadgets or anything. That's only come about since... I couldn't even give you a date, but more latterly. And obviously, when I went back, once I then left the hospital, I used to, you know, I took lots of the urine sample testings with me, and that's what I used to do every day. And
what did you do?
I suppose I used to test my urine samples, I suppose, about four times a day.
Was this with strips?
Yeah, I had strips, which you used to run under your urine. And I used to keep a record of what the average was in a little notebook thing, or a little book that they gave you, sort of AM, PM. I never did as many. I mean, I suppose originally I was very, very efficient at that, but as I got older, I didn't test it as often. And I certainly went through a period when I was a student when I didn't test very often at all.
Can you remember how you felt aged 11, nearly 12, having to do this?
It's an interesting question, because I can't remember feeling why has this happened to me. I don't remember any of that kind of thought. That's the sort of thing I've had more now. Those kind of thoughts have gone through my head as I've got older, really. But to be honest, I mean, the diabetic thing, I just seemed to deal with it reasonably well. My mum just was amazed at how sensibly I coped with it all.
What did they tell you in the hospital about diet?